Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is Biz.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. Talk Show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Biz, how are you?
What's up, Roger?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
Me neither. What's going on?
What are you coming up here for? Go watch Tom and Jerry. Go watch Tom and Jerry. See, it never fails. Every time Biz want to get on a talk show and host my talk show, here come my baby girl. Every time. It's like she got a mechanism in her head. Go mess with daddy. And you know I don't talk to my baby girl like that, Lady A.
It's so funny because I have my phone on mute. Mine is doing the same exact thing.
Hey, I don't know what's wrong with these kids, boy. I mean, so as soon as I get on a talk show, she wants to come running up to me. Oh, my God. Hey, but I want to thank you and my callers for the Chicago Grudge Talk Show on Thursdays. It's been a lot of drama. A lot, lots of drama. But I want to thank the Thursday night show. We have not had any drama on a Thursday night show. You know that?
Now that you say it, I can agree with you. I haven't thought about it, but you're right.
You know, the closest thing we had to drama, and I think it was the Thursday show, was when my man's wife came on, but we nipped that in the bud.
True.
I mean, I got to applaud the Thursday listeners that we keep it grudge, we keep it racing, we keep it promotions, we keep it support, and we keep it clean. We hit each other in the mouth, we hit each other in the eye, but we keep it above the belt. Now, here come my son. I don't know why they want to come bother me when I'm on a talk show. See, that's what I try to tell their mama. Get your kids.
They tag team you.
Right. So I just wanna thank the Thursday fans for calling in again. I really didn't have too much to say tonight, but I got a couple of text messages within the last 20-30 minutes about something they wanna talk about tonight, and of course it's about grudge racing. First and foremost, I want to let everybody know the upcoming events. Down in Orangeburg, South Carolina, we have the NGRA Bounty Head. Any NGRA member has a $500 bounty on their head. If you grudge race any of those NGRA members and you win, you get an extra $500 on top of whatever you guys come up with. So over in Orangeburg this Saturday, April 13th, there will be some grudging going on. Grudge Inc. will be invading Holly Springs, Mississippi, the home of Elvis Presley. Now, the home of my main man, Wit, and the 901 Bad Boys. They have really put Holly Springs on the map. It's a very, very forgiving track. It's a very, very fast track. It is a very, very hookable track. So Grudge Inc. will be invading the 901 Bad Boys at Holly Springs this Sunday. So all you guys in Chicago, y'all want to smell some rubber this Sunday. So I say Saturday, run out there to 41 and support Denny and Terry over there at No Limit, and then get on the highway and come on down to Holly Springs and see some good grudging. I do want to tell you, my homeboy DJ Grant has locked in Wit and the 901 Bad Boys with DJ Number One Stunner Mustang versus the Predator. The Predator. Head up, Pro Tree, 8th Mile, 5-on-25. And also, I don't know the particulars, but I believe Turbo Tim has locked in. Turbo Tim has locked in King Kong Jr. Okay. Go back downstairs. Thank you. Wick and the 901 Bad Boys has been locked in with Turbo Tim out of the great state of Alabama. So I'm sure it's a few more other races locked in. Willie Dog has a Trey One special. Anybody with a Mississippi license plate or driver license has the back tire with his ladder bar Malibu, with Trey One's ladder bar Malibu, and I'm sure you know he's not talking about full chassis cars. He's talking about something that looks something like or similar. So has the back tire. So that is very interesting. So we will be there to support my main man with. Bright and early. I believe the gates open between 9 or 11. We will be down there. We will be grudging. We will be supporting it. We will be reporting. That is Sunday. So doing the grudging show on Sunday, Michigan show, this Sunday starting at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. I will be calling in only to give a race report. What's going on? Type Man will be in the house. Dog will be in the house. Wit will be in the house. Stunner. Hopefully, Donye makes it, you know, with or without his car. Hopefully, he makes it. Big Danny, he'll be down there trying to convince Shorty to come. We'll be down there, man, supporting my main man, Whit. So the topics that I text today was is the quarter mile beginning to be extinct in the north? Has everybody converted to 8 mile racing? Is anybody willing to run out the back door? And if you are willing to run out the back door, will you run in the 1/8 mile? You know, today's and if you guys, this is Potluck Thursday. So if there's anything else you guys want to talk about concerning racing, educating on racing, engine building, tuning, I have a speed dial. If you're looking for some tuning, I could get Kurgan on the phone. If you're looking for some chassis help, I could get my guys over at Race Engineering on. If you're up in Michigan, I could get Dave from Team Z on. If you're looking for engine building, I can get my man J-Lo on or Tom Olsen. You know, we have a Rolodex of people. If you are looking to learn how to lock a race in, I could get Shawty on. If you're looking to get some drama started, I call BET. No, I'm just joking. BET, I love you, baby. No, I'm just playing, man. We like, this is No Drama Thursday. We don't do that on Thursday show. So we're going to start opening up these mics. The topic tonight is about the quarter mile racing, 1/8 mile racing. Which one do you prefer? You know, which one do you prefer? Me, myself, I have been converted. I have I like the 1/8 mile racing, and for me, it's money wise. You know, I don't have to beat up on my motor so much. You know, and some other things. I just like 1/8 mile racing. I like it. So you know, I don't have to, you know, take my car all the way to the limit, 1/4 mile. So I don't have to have a big stick. You know, the little stick that I swing, I swing it well. So that's what I like 1/8 mile racing. And by us trying to get national and not just stay local in our backyard, the majority of the racing, once we pass the Mason-Dixon, is 1/8 mile. So that is my choice of racing. Man, dude, if you keep texting me, man, why don't you just hang the phone up? You don't have to listen. They're going to call you in the morning to go to work. Just get yourself together, cook you a good dinner, and just have a good night. Lady A, can you open up the first mic, please?
I sure can, Larry. Your mic is open.
Larry.
What's going on, Biz?
Oh man, I'm cooking dinner. I'm running bath water. What else I'm doing? Doing homework. I'm doing it all, man. I'm doing it all. But you know, the lady said her job ain't never done. You know?
Okay. I gotta ask Lady A how she's doing, cause see, Biz, you got a boss, and Lady A, both of y'all got bosses, and I want to make sure that I pay my dues and my respects to the bosses, okay?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, lady. I mean, Larry, ain't nothing wrong with that, Larry. Nothing.
Larry,
nothing,
how are you?
I'm doing fine, Lady A. How you doing?
I am very well. Thank you for asking.
All righty. How's the boss, man?
He's lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you for asking.
Okay. All right. I wanted to comment on your topic, Biz. Would it be okay?
Yeah. First, before you comment,
okay.
Will you be at Holly Springs?
It's looking real good, Biz.
Okay.
Real good. Okay. I definitely want to see, as well as go down there and be with some of my grudging brothers and our outside brothers. I want to
fellowship.
I want to come and see DJ run, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I definitely want to support DJ Grant.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. But back to your topic, hey, Biz, you say eighth of a mile and quarter mile. Is that correct?
Yeah. Which one do you prefer?
I like, but Biz, I like the quarter mile, and the eighth of a mile. I love the quarter mile, and the eighth of a mile. I like it too. Also, so we're gonna run both of them. We're gonna run the eighth and the quarter. But I don't think that is becoming extinct. I just think that it's a lot of us that has kind of converted over and like the eighth of a mile. You know, as far as not being so hard on the automobile and a lot of people just like it, you know, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But I like both of them. I like both of them. But I love, I guess because I grew up around the quarter mile, I love it so much because it gives a person an opportunity to come back. And usually an eighth of a mile, if a person come back, it's just generally because they just got way more horsepower than the next person, you know, because, you know, I like to see them when they turn them dogs who sound on the other end.
I can't disagree with you, Larry. I can't disagree.
But both of them cool.
I like it short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
That's like the boss lady there, huh?
Yeah.
Short and sweet. Yeah. Okay, Biz. Well, yeah, that's just my thought on it, Biz, and I'm going to get back and mute my mic and give somebody else a room to give their opinion.
Okay, Larry, just stick by. Stick by, baby. Stick by.
Okay, all right.
Lady A.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you said something that was really funny the other day. Something you said to Mississippi Joe about G-O-O-D-J-O-B.
I told him G-O-O-D-J-O-B, good job.
Yeah, can you please open the other person's mic, please, the next caller. Thank you.
I sure can. Caller 773-6516, your mic is open. Caller 773-6516, your mic is open. Moving along, Kid, your mic is open.
Good evening, Lady A and family, and what's happening, Biz?
What's going on, Kid?
Nothing much, man. Yeah, well, you know me, I'm a quarter mile freak and an eighth mile enthusiast.
Okay.
I love to see them run the big numbers. And you have time to recover if you make a mistake. But in the eighth mile, you don't have no time for mistakes. But, you know, I like it too. So that's my point of view.
Okay. I got to cross examine you.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a mistake, shouldn't you lose?
Well, yeah, that's true too. But, you know, what I'm saying, if you should happen to miss a gear or you get too close to the center line, you still got a little room to try to recuperate, you know, and get it back in order. But in
honestly,
8 miles, there is no recuperating nothing.
But you know what? Honestly, Kid, if you really grudging somebody and y'all are equal, if you get out the gas, I don't care what you got, you should lose. Only way you would be able to burp, only way you would be able to get in out the gap, any way you better go up and come down, is you a much faster car or the other car made a mistake. If the way grudge racing is now, everybody playing is safe, so you basically running somebody equal to your car, any type of mistake, any misgit, you ain't going to recuperate in an eighth mile, quarter mile, or a mile. You know, a person damn, they got to be within one-tenth or two-tenths they feel that they that they run what you run, within one or two tenths. So any type of mistake, any type of hitch, any type of hiccup, you ain't going to recoup that. Only way you'll be able to get out the gas and run somebody down, you damn, they got to be a half a second faster than them.
question. Yeah, well, okay, well, what if you should haze the tires or whatever, and you can get back in your throttle much quicker and better?
If you haze the tires, you shouldn't win. If you run an equal,
no, I'm cooking dinner.
If say two cars equal, say one car runs at 8:30, and say one car runs at 8:50.
Mm-hmm.
If that 8:50 car make a clean hit, and that 8:30 car have to get out the gas because he hit the tires, I don't think I could be wrong. I don't think he's gonna recover. I don't.
I know in the 8th mile he won't have time to recover, but in a quarter mile it's possible.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No.
So okay. I don't know what you're having for dinner, but I think I'm gonna have me a few pork chops, man.
I'm cooking for kids. I got some chicken nuggets, some honey glazed chicken nuggets, and some curly fries.
Oh, that'll work, Dad. That'll work.
Yeah.
All right, then. Go ahead and open up some more mics.
All right, kid. I appreciate the call. Stay on, kid.
All right.
All right. Lady A, next caller, please.
Big Danny, your mic is open.
Hey, Lady A. What's up, Biz?
Hello.
What's going on, Danny?
No, hey, Biz, the 830 car can't recover if they run in the quarter. If you do have a tire shake or whatever, he can't recover from that because the 850 car is still moving. So he won't be able to recover.
Now, if I got an 850 car and I make a hiccup like that, if I knock the tires off, what you think I got to run to catch that 850 car?
If you knock the tires off and you run 830s, I mean, you said the 850 car make a clean hit.
Yeah.
And you knock the tires off, you got to run in the 7s even just to get back around them now. Because he's steady moving and you done knocked the tires off. So now you got to build back up momentum.
Not knock them off, just haze them.
Just haze them and where it's like, and he's steady pulling away from you, you got to run in the 7s. You got to run these 790s or you know what I'm saying, to run back up on them to go around them.
Okay. Now, check this out. If an 850 car, an 850 car is probably 160 miles an hour by the 850 car, about 100 and, between 157, 160. Say an 18 car is about 170. So that's about 10 mile an hour, a little more than 10 mile an hour faster. So if I haze them, you think I can, if I run like an 18, you think I can catch him?
It's going to be tight down there, but the 850 still going to may nip him down there.
Now, check this out. If I run an 18 and one guy run an 850, they shouldn't be grudging head up.
No, they couldn't because he really like 4 tenths faster than him.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So, you know, 8th mile, and the reason I say that is because 8th mile or quarter mile, any type of mistake, I don't care what you're running, you ain't going to catch him. Especially them type of miles an hour. You know, you're just not going to catch him. You know, you damn near got to be robbing him. And that's what, you know, that's what grudging is, you know, trying to rob somebody.
Hey, Biz, the 8th mile, you got to be on your game. You can't be playing around. See, when you got that other 8th to run, you can play around and, you know, play with them a little bit to bait them in. But that 8th mile, ain't no playing in no 8th mile. Because if you snooze on that tree, you lose.
Yeah. That's true. You got to be, hey man, you got to be on that tree, man. If you don't,
you lose. You got a faster car. But if you snooze on that tree and the slow car move before you do, man, you can cancel Christmas.
I
see that from my own eyes down south.
Hey, let everybody know where you was at last Saturday.
Oh, I was in All Roads Lead to Texas. I was down at Houston Motorsports.
And how was the food down there, first off?
Oh, well, you know, Biz, I'm vegan, so, you know, I didn't eat nothing. You know, I didn't eat nothing at the track and stuff. So, you know, I had to go.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that, bro. I didn't know that. Okay.
I had the fastest restaurant and a Mexican joint down there.
You breaking up, bro. You breaking up really bad.
Hold on. Let me get off the speaker, Biz. Hold on. Biz, can you hear me now?
I can hear you great. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got a Mexican restaurant down in Houston, Texas called Gringo's. Man, the kids and the old lady ate so much, man, I thought I had to get a wheelbarrow to get all them people back in the cars, man. They were so doggone full.
Now, you ate that, right?
Yeah, they had vegetarian tacos for me down there.
Right. And hey, bro, I was a vegetarian for 5 years, and after you control your mind, after you control your taste buds, man, you can make a sandwich. You can make a sandwich taste like a chicken sandwich or a hamburger. You know, I was eating cereal with water. I wouldn't drink no milk. And if you train them taste buds, man, you'll be a man.
Yeah.
It's crazy how you can get your mind to work. But yeah, man. What about the racing at Houston? Did they do any grudging?
Man, Wick had the whole dog on lockdown down there, man. He on the 10-inch tires, man. He had three grudge races down there, and he beat the hillbillies the first go round. Then he ran a twin turbo Mustang. They got away from Wick, and then Wick said, man, I'm going right back in. Turned right back around and whooped the turbo car. He let them cool off and everything, let them check over their car, and they looked over it and waved a wand across it. Wick took them right to the water box and knocked them right upside their head.
Now, see, I got two things to say about that. That's all. Okay, go lay down, baby. I have two things to say about that. We got a licensed car that ain't scared of a turbo car.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Because you have a lot of licensed cars scared of turbo cars. And second thing, you said we had Houston Motorsports Park locked down.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, them guys was down there pulling out this money, talking about they was gonna bet it and they were scared to bet. Scared to bet. They walk around with Gucci bags and Gucci glasses and Robin shorts and all this high name price stuff. They pulling out all this money but didn't want to bet nothing. I couldn't believe it. He told the man, he said, don't nobody move because ain't nobody going to get hurt. Man, them people didn't even move down there with them small tire cars.
And it's the second part. Wick would never, ever in life come to No Limit Raceway, US 41, and hold it hostage. Never. He can go to Georgia, he can go to Texas, he can go to Alabama, he can go to California. He'll never, never cross that Mason-Dixon line and come up here and hold us hostage. No, he ain't going to do that.
Because you know he on the line now. You know he got the one button mask down.
I want him to.
You know he got the one button man. He gonna tell you like what, man? Wick's on the council of the show to come up here to Lock 41.
I stand. He not gonna win no races, but he ain't gonna tell us. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. 901, 902, 905, 709. I don't care. He ain't gonna do that.
That's what I'm saying. What he told him, and they didn't move. Only ones moved was the hillbillies and that boy's suitcase. They call him Suitcase with that Mustang. They're the only ones to move. Everybody else, man, ain't nobody else say nothing.
Okay.
And what you call him, man, that boy Birdman, whoo, bitch, he got a twin turbo Camaro, man. That joker went down there, man. One of them pro mons gave him the back tie. Whoo, you should have seen how it was down there.
He's still looking for him?
He chasing him through Houston right now. Man, he gave Birdman. I'm saying he giving Birdman the back tie. I said he got to be crazy. Man, he the baddest pro mod down here. I think his name was Pro Tree or not Pro Tree. I can't think of the guy named down there from Texas.
Tree Man.
Man, I don't know what he was thinking of. Man, he must have been down there drinking or something. He gonna get Birdman the back tie. Man. That man, I seen him make that shakedown pass me. That man was pulling the rubber up off the dog on track. I said, oh, he getting it. He ran it down.
Oh, wow.
He said, man, that don't mean nothing. Wait till you see he get up here with this the Pro Mod. Man, please, he ran away from that Pro Mod.
That man still chasing him through Houston, Texas. He got an APB out on Birdman. As long as they seen him down there yet.
Hey, man, like I said, man.
Track must be closed.
Who?
I said, track must be closed. We don't lock that motherfucker. It ain't got to be closed. It ain't open.
There go, Win.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. You do what you do it good. But you ain't coming up here looking nothing down, man.
Hey, I got one thing to say, Biz. I ain't got long to talk. It ain't time for talk. I'm gonna say our new slogan. This is the 901 Bad Boy new slogan. I'm gonna go back on mute. What the new slogan is, Nancy? Don't ask no questions, cause the answer is race.
I'm hey, on how long y'all been 901 Bad Boys? How long y'all been 901? That's the question I gotta ask.
I think about 15.
Okay, yeah, because somebody I had to straighten somebody out over in Michigan. They told me that they've been the Bad Boys for the last 4 or 5 years. I said, I think we've been 901 Bad Boys since the 90s. So
we started out PNH Bad Boys, and then we swapped it to 901.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's our slogan, Biz. Don't ask
so
no questions, because the answer is race.
Say no questions, but the answer is race.
Don't ask no questions, because the answer is race.
Hey, Danny, you like that? I like that, Rick. All right, I'm gonna call Stunner. I'm going to call Stunner and tell Stunner that.
Yeah, don't ask no questions, because the answer is race.
All right, Whit. Put your phone on mute. Stay back, because I'm sure somebody going to say something to you, Whit.
All right. They're going to want to know why.
Okay, Lady A, we got anybody else? You got any hands up?
We do. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Let me see. Nard, your mic is open.
Nardo. I guess you don't want to talk later. You can close it.
Okay. Caller 773-3625. Your mic is open. Caller 773-3625. Your mic is open.
Hey, Lady, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right. You this real baby boy from the west side of Chicago. Biz, what's happening?
What's up, baby boy?
I can't call him, man. I'm just listening in, man. I was trying to recollect on what you guys were talking about with a 850 and an 830 car. A consistent car is hard to beat. A very consistent car is hard to beat.
What kind of car is hard to beat? Oh, okay. Okay.
So, my thing is this here. If that 830 car break its tires and that 850 car going down the track at 1,320 feet, it's going to be hard for that 830 car to get around.
Yeah. True.
So,
true.
He damn near got to run damn near 200 miles an hour to get around it.
Kick that knowledge, baby boy, kick it.
You know, like I say, you know, I saw a lot of grudge races where guys got treed, and you know the slower car come around for what apparent reason. I don't know if it was a shift point in the car or the car just picked up speed in the mid-track or what have you. But a very consistent car, like I say, is very hard to beat.
Okay.
So I'm gonna lay back a bit. I'm gonna listen to you guys, man. I'm still working, so I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna put my mic on mute, and I'm gonna let you guys go ahead and do what y'all do.
Baby boy, you caught me with something in my mouth, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate it. And Put your phone on mute, but we're gonna keep your mic open. Sit on the floor.
All right, big guy.
Okay, thank you. Lady A, anybody else got their hand up?
Yes, sir. Terry, your mic is open.
T Dub.
What's going on, Lady A? How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Busy. What's going on? I was just calling in to tell everyone have a safe trip. Everyone drive safe. Be careful. Everyone that's going down there.
I appreciate it, bro. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting some text messages. Hey, tell you, what y'all got going on at the track this weekend?
Nothing. Just some testing too. We don't really have anything going until May.
Okay, what you got going on in May?
Well, we got May 11th is the first USS shootout. And then the following weekend, we got an R-Rides track rental. And then Memorial Day weekend, we got the first streetcar chaos of the year. And I'm going to do a stock block nitrous small block shootout. And also, we're going to do a no cage, full interior, full exhaust shootout for anyone that wants to get in.
Now, is both of those stock block and no cage races, is that happening on the same day?
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to be at Streetcar Chaos. I think it's the 25th.
It is. I'm looking forward to it.
And then the following weekend.
There you go. That's what we're looking forward to. Go ahead and say that. Drum roll, please.
Will be the first meltdown of the year. And that'll be, I'm having the 10-inch tire race. We're going to do a big tire shootout and the motorcycles. The motorcycles are going to change. The motorcycles are going to change. All you, I'm going to kind of referee the motorcycle stuff this year. It's going to be you got to have some sort of street tire, no slick, and a hand clutch. And that's the only rules for the bikes.
Now, you said something about a 28-inch tire race on the meltdown. What's that?
No. It's a big tire shootout. I didn't mean to mention 28. I am going to do a 28-inch tire race towards the middle of the year. So it'll be 28th all out.
Okay. And that will be quarter mile.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'm also going to do a 28 nitrous shootout.
Okay.
And that'll be 8th mile.
That'll be 8th. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So all you guys that's waiting for that quarter mile action, Terry, they got something at No Limit for every drag racer frenzy. Whatever your fetish is in drag racing, they can make it happen. They are for the racer. You can tell. So to all you guys that have your ladies like my wife come, the first weekend I was out there, Terry was out there and he was doing this thing with those bathrooms. They are trying to do better. They are doing better. So we ask that if anybody can, you know, lend a hand, whatever you may be able to do. They are accepting help. My man Doug went out there. When you go out there this year, you'll see that timing box, is that what it's called?
Yep. He built a whole new box out there the first weekend.
So, you know,
he helped do some work out there that day, too. So,
guys, you know, we are trying to get everything up to par, so there will be no issues. Everything that you guys need will be there. Nitrous will be there. Fuel will be there. Food will be there. Clean bathrooms will be there when you first get there. So make sure you clean up behind yourself. Make sure you clean up behind your kids.
That'll help so much. I spent 8 hours. You were there. You come by. I pressure washed the both bathrooms. So I'm going to start painting them this weekend.
They're putting in new soap dispensers, new toilet paper dispensers, like 8 new toilets. So, guys, they are trying to help out, man. So let's come out, let's support, let's get that entry fee in, because no one has money just to put out their pocket, man. We all got to stick together with this grudge race thing. And this is the only grudge track that we know of in our local area. You know, it's not the only track. I didn't say only track. I said grudge track. And you guys know what I mean by grudge track. So let's support this track. All right, Lady A, we got anybody else?
Yes, we do. Caller 708-6369. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Your mic.
Yes,
sir.
What's going on, Piers? Lady H, what's happening?
Hi, how are you?
All right, all right. This is TikTok from Chi-Town, Southside.
You said TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok, and it don't stop, baby. It's going down at no limit. We just want to make sure the track going to be safe. Bathrooms and good. Got to have the track safe for the drives.
Oh, yeah. Track. I mean, when you say track safe, what do you mean, prep? Do you mean the people?
I'm prepped and everything on the end, too.
You mean prep the whole quarter mile? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Terry, you could. I don't want to answer that, Terry. You can answer that, Terry.
Yeah. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
We've been prepping. The big end on that is hard to get rubber down. I mean, once the cars start going down, the rubber gets down. But we do prep out the back door now. We have been for a while, but the concrete's kind of gritty on the big end. So it's hard to keep it down, so we just got to stay on it.
That's my main concern, you know.
Yep.
You know, because a lot of guys, I know they tore up their cars last year, you know, and they was talking about the car would get loose on the other end down there. So, you know, that's my main concern, man, because, you know, we all trying to go. But we want safety as most of anything, you know.
Right.
I
agree with you, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to argue with anybody or blame anybody or, you know, whatever.
No,
I mean, lot of times, it's driver error a lot of times.
Yeah, it could
you know,
be driver.
It's easy to blame the track.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know.
Hey, Terry, I want you to mention something about what you want us to take because, you know, I mean, honestly, you guys are in the business and you're in the business to make money and you're not in the business to waste money. And one way of wasting money is someone coming to the track with antifreeze in their car, it let loose, and then you have to redo the track and put down unnecessary VHT. I don't say unnecessary VHT, but VHT that you wouldn't have to do if it was just water.
Right.
So you want to spot?
I mean, I started doing some tech this year. I'm going to start checking the cars. Please. I mean, I know it's still kind of cold up here. Just double flush, triple flush that antifreeze out of there. I mean, because if you blow a radiator hose, antifreeze, and you can ask anybody that owns a track, Jay Barnes, whatever, antifreeze is the worst to get out of a track. You have to burn the rubber off. You know, it's the worst to get out. So, and you know, I'm checking for any cars with slicks need to have some drive shaft loops. You know, and it's just to save your guys,
no doubt.
You know what I mean? That's your safety. You know, the first day we were open, I had a guy come out there. I don't want to mention any names, but, I mean, it was a pretty quick car, street racer guy. And he didn't have a drive shaft loop on. And he wants to tell me, oh, well, maybe I just won't come back here if you're going to enforce that. You know, it's for your guys' safety, you know.
Well,
I took some bad shit last year, but I don't want, you know. Just whatever, a drive shaft loop's $20. I mean, it's $30, whatever. If it's going to save your life when a drive shaft breaks, you know.
Well, I can understand
but,
that. That's safety, man. You safety first.
Yeah. Right.
You know, because these cars are fast. And, you know, we want everybody, if you happen to have a mishap, a spill, we want you to be able to go home, man.
Right.
You know, you always can clean up some metal and put some metal back on, but you can't get another one you if it's fatal. And it'd
right.
be your fault that you didn't take care of your business and get your car safety.
Yep.
know, because No Limit, man, I've been coming to this track for a little while. It's a good track, man. Some, it works sometimes, then it has its faults, but, you know, that's the reason we want to work and everybody, we can get everybody to come together and work with it, man. We can make it better. I'm willing to make it better. Because it's closer to me. It's closer to my house.
You talk some real stuff there, TikTok. I appreciate that, man. I have visited other tracks. I have ran down other tracks, but I tell you, I got a particular track that I love to go to, and it's convenient. It's open, and it's just racer friendly to me. You know,
oh,
it's just racer friendly.
Top, man. Hey, that North versus the South, man, dude, let me tell you, all the years I've been coming to 41, dude, I ain't never seen that many people there. I mean,
hey,
it's been a lot of people there. Don't get me wrong, but, man, dude, we turned it out. But we can't let them turn us out this time, Biz. They got to run the quarter, man. They got to run the quarter.
No, I don't say they got to run the quarter. You know what? Somebody just sent me a text, and I'm going to read this to you, and this is from a grass race. I don't know if this will stand up, but I'm gonna read this. And they to charge extra $5 to pay for VHT, so the whole track will be glued. Oh, okay. All right. He said that charge. I guess the drivers, not the fans. If the driver costs $20, charging $25. I don't know if that's gonna fly with all the drivers, but hey, it's for the drivers. For the drivers' sake. So they saying up the price $5, so you could cut the track the whole.
Well, you know what, Biz?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you like this here. If it's for the safety for me, $5 is a small price to pay.
It is.
For me. You know, because man, you got some of these cars. You know yourself. Some of these cars is really flying, man. And some of these guys, they have driver errors. Sometimes they can't react quick or whatever the case may be. But a little VHT, if that would help make the track sticky, like Icky Icky, man, come on, let's put it down.
This is the first time, and that was Chuck. That was Chuck out of Daniel Camp. I didn't know, Chuck, that you wanted me to mention your name. But that was Chuck out of the Daniel Camp. I ain't never heard nobody call no other that business and tell them charging more money. But that lets you know what us guys really want, and they want to come to this track, want to support this track, and we really don't want to go nowhere.
We want to support the track, man. We want to keep the track.
Hey, I do have a big announcement, too, for the Meltdowns. You guys know Tim Ringer? Open Monster Speed Inc.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He is the sponsor for he did step up and sponsor the Meltdowns. He is donating 55 gallons of glue for each Meltdown.
Okay.
As as his sponsorship for the event. So
I thought you were about to say he's donating $55.
hey, glue's not cheap either.
No, you ain't gonna tell me. Hey, nothing cheap.
That's it.
Ain't nothing.
Everything went up this year. Fuel went up. Everything.
Everything going up, man.
Hey. Chuck texted me. What I thought he was texting me, I thought I read it wrong. If someone goes down a track and has antifreeze, I thought he was saying, give him a $50 fine.
Yeah.
Get into that.
If you got an oil down or you mess up the tank, NHRA find you for that. Clean up.
Hey, I would say if you oil the track down, you get fined because you know your motor let go. But if you do something like spray antifreeze all the way down the track or antifreeze anywhere on the track, you should get fined for that because that's something that couldn't be prevented. Sometimes letting the motor go can't be prevented, you know. But, you know, somebody going in the other lane and being staying in the gas, cross over back to the other lane, all in the gas,
stuff like that, you should get fined and kicked out.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, come on, man. Come on. You know, we got to say, go ahead. No, I thought you were going to say something, but
find my wife, sorry.
Okay. Well, that was Chuck, man. He said, you know, on Street Fight Chaos, what's the normal fee for the cars? You know what I'm saying? Hey Chuck, if you remember, what's the regular fee? Send me a text. What's the regular fee for cars? I think it's 25.
It's 25.
It's 25. So hey, 25. So we said charge us 30. You know, charge us 30. So we make sure that you know that track is sprayed, you know, all the way down. You know, all the way down.
Hey Biz.
Yes.
Hey, I got a question for a man that owned the track. I was there a couple of times last year, man. They turned my clock on, man. They blamed it on the new guy, man. That messed up my action. So now we need to penalize them when they do stuff like that. What's good for the goose is good for the gander now.
Yeah, you know what? That is unfortunate. That is almost like blasphemy. For a grudge racer, for his clock to be showed. But, you know, unfortunately, things like that happen, man.
But Biz, wait a minute, hold up. It didn't happen once, Biz. It didn't happen twice. It happened three times.
Oh, wow. Did you have no clock on your car?
Yeah, no clock, man. Insane, no clock.
What lane were you in? What lane were you in?
I was in the right lane.
No. What I said, not, like, I mean, what lane did you come up in? You
what know, number? What number, Biz? What number lane did he come in?
Yeah, what number lane you come? You know, like the
I came in. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was the sixth lane that went all the way over to the end. That's number eight.
Oh yeah.
That's number, I was all the way over to the end. Well, you might have been. He might have been racing the guy that I was back racing. So you know what I'm saying? They might have got it confused. Sometimes you have to, if you got no clock up there, you got to go by yourself, and you can't be racing with nobody that got a time shown on the back of their car. You know they're gonna show the time. You gotta make sure that you let them know that you said no clock.
Right, but wait a minute now. I went down there the other two times by myself.
Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm on a phone call. Hang on.
Okay. All right. Okay. If you can hear me, Terry, they want to know where the chaos is. Hey. A guy said, tell Maurice, TikTok, he got whatever he needs. Whatever you need. He said, you got it. So
I'm going to take that, baby. TikTok is on the clock. I'm ready to get it in. It ain't no shucking. It ain't no jab, baby. Daddy going to get paid. It's time for my girls to come on and bring that change in. Come on back, because I'm pimping this year, and I said that. Woo-rah.
Okay, that was Chuck. He said, you got whatever you need.
Tell him, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that.
Chuck, you said he's going to take it.
I'm going to take it.
Okay. All right. Well, Lady A, we got any more mics open?
Yes, sir. We have caller 219-0564. Your mic is open.
There go my name, man. What up?
What's happening? How you be?
Man, I'm good. What's going on?
Same old. Just sitting back listening. Just figured I'd hit the mic and let you know that I'm here listening. I finally got in. You've been having packed shows lately. But, you know, I'm listening to everybody talk about gluing the track, you know, and that's, you know, I last year I sat out for the scene. I sat out of racing, we all know, waiting for a new motor and whatnot. But, you know, a lot of times I sit up on the starting line or talk to people, and it's always about gluing the track. Oh, they got to spray more glue. It's not about the glue. Okay, the glue is only sprayed on the track to get the rub to adhere to the track, okay? But if it's 100 degrees outside or 90 degrees outside and you got 140-degree track temperature, no amount of glue that you're going to put on that thing is going to make the rubber stick. The rubber gets loose when it gets hot. That's when it's up to us to make a decision. You know, everybody been in this game for a long, long time. A lot of the guys I'm hearing on here, I know from way back. Y'all know that, I mean, that's your decision on whether you're going to take a chance to run down that track or not. You know, some of the best tracks in the world get greasy when it gets hot, or vice versa, when it gets cold. Now, out of half the people that are calling up on the show, I would say a good majority of them got no business going out to the track until after May in this area. You've got to get heat in that track. You know, it's got to be at the right temperatures. You got to get some heat in the track. No amount of glue is going to do, is going to do anything for a hot track or a cold track. Okay, that's just like some people going down 10 o'clock at night on the track when it's cold and the dew's coming in. Well, you're taking that shit in your own hands. That's not the track's fault. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand prepping, dragging. I understand that, but the spraying the glue, that's a misconception. That's a misconception. You keep on putting glue on that shit, and more glue on it, it's going to get hot.
I hold my soul. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Hey, Kevin, you're kicking some knowledge. Keep going.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, I mean, we all been in this long enough. Everybody's going faster. Everybody's going a lot faster. You know, the main reason everybody's going to the track now is because the street's so unpredictable. You know, and it is. These cars ain't going to work on the street. You know, so that's why you go to the track. You have to have a little bit of common sense when it comes to this stuff. You know, like I said, it's not, you know, I watch people out there walking around, oh, man, shit, my shoes ain't sticking. Well, your shoes ain't supposed to stick. Sticking on a sticky starting line, if your shoes stick or not, you're lost. You might as well put the car back on the goddamn trailer because you ain't going down the track. It ain't about that. It's about the amount of force that it takes to move your foot on that rubber. You should actually, like you're trying to kick a rock. That's what you need to do. Or wiggle back and forth. This, everybody walking around just, oh, man, yeah, this track's going to be great. It's sticky. It's pulling my shoes off. That ain't a good track. You know, we all, as grandmasters and as racers and whatnot, we have to educate ourselves on what good track prep is. I mean, because like I said, I must have seen, 50, 60 people out there. Crew chiefs on the cars, you know, all this, oh, yeah, it's going to work, it's sticky, it's pulling the shit off, oh, go ahead and spray some more shit on there. It's not going to do any good. You know what I'm saying? You're not going about it the right way. Start learning, teach yourself, because ain't nobody going to do it, because that in my game anyways, in the chassis game, that's the whole part about getting the car down the track. You got to know how to read the track. You got to know when that track's going to work and when that track's not going to work, and you need to make your adjustments accordingly. And that's another thing. I mean, fortunate we didn't have to play with Junior that much, but there was times when we still pulled power out or put power in or put a click on a shock, and it makes a difference. But you have to do that. I mean, you know, we're underneath our car probably. Before every pass, you go up, we read the track, you got to change that setting on that rear suspension if you want to do anything, because it's going to change. It's going to change through the course of the day. It's going to change the way the wind's blowing. It's going to change how much cloud cover there is. I mean, there's, you know, all
of that. Hey, Kevin. You can't give away this game for free. I've got to stop you. This stuff you learn over the course of 20, 25 years. You giving all this game away for free. You won't know anymore. You got to call it.
I just don't want to see anybody get hurt out there.
That's
you
what I'm just saying,
man. 90% of the people that are on this show, I've dealt with at one time or another.
Right.
We've seen each other at one time or another. Okay? It ain't nothing new. I mean, and it's nothing. I mean, the track is the track. You got to understand that that glue don't mean shit. That glue is just there to hold the rubber to the concrete. That's it. And no amount of glue that you put on, you keep on putting more glue on it, it's going to make it snotty. You know, another thing, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just, like I said, one more thing. I don't think that necessarily a vault starting line is a bad starting line. Let's put it that way. Because a lot of times it's better to be on that damn bald spot than it is on some snotty-ass rubber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Slippery when wet's only good during one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got no pretty track, you know. So that's, you know, that's that. The other thing is the other gentleman that I heard talking about the time clock being on. You know, and that you're right. That is unfortunate. And you're right. That can kill a grudge car. In a heartbeat. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think maybe what we're going to have to do is maybe talk to Terry about doing the no clocks. When we do the no clock cars, maybe they're going to have to get a bright orange or a bright pink shit to put out the window, you know?
You know another thing we can do? You know what we can do?
The front window, the back window, and the side windows. Then
but
there's
you know,
no excuse for them to turn that clock on.
But you know what? Honestly, one thing we could do is we can run the whole note. We have you know how they had the lanes, and they sometimes
right.
they run the whole car out of them lanes.
Right.
We had that no clock lane. We know we let the tower know, hey, the next 15 or 16 runs going to be no clock.
Right.
They run all together.
The next thing here again, you know, when you pull into that, when you do your burnout and you pull into that first light, you look down track and know whether that clock's on or not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't wait until you leave the starting line to turn the clock on. You know whether the clocks are on or not. That's something else as drivers or as crew people that we're going to need to, you know, to keep a better eye on. Hey, look, your clock's on. Don't leave that starting line. You know?
Hey, I'm back on.
I agree with that.
I mean, you know, like I said, you know, I've been to enough grudge events. There's, you know, 15, 20 people come up with a car. Well, one of you guys can look at the goddamn clocks. You know what I mean? I mean, it's bad. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Sammy, before you get off, I looked on my board and I seen my man with the Mississippi Nightmare. He was on the board. Do you have a message for him?
At this point in time, I don't have a message for him.
Okay.
We're about 2 weeks out from getting Mini Me to put in the car, and we'll be out testing soon. I'm sure there'll be some ruckus. There'll be somebody spouting off something sooner or later. So. You know, you'll know when it's together and when we test. You'll be one of the first ones to know, Biz. You know that. No matter where we're at, we'll be sending you a text. You know that.
Do you have an anticipation of playing with the Mississippi Nightmare?
Do I have anticipation of playing with the Mississippi Nightmare? Oh, I most certainly do. Like I said, that's not Mississippi Nightmare. When I get done with anything, that's going to be the big game of history.
It's going to be what?
It's going to be the daydream of the century, not the nightmare.
He hasn't said anything. He must have his phone on mute. Okay.
Like I said, I can't go out calling nobody out. I'm just saying what I'd love to do.
Okay.
That's what I would love to do, because from what I'm understanding, that's one of the baddest cars down there, and that's who you should go after. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, Kev.
We already missed two of the main races, two of the NMCA races that we wanted to hit. So NMCA points, we're never going to be able to be up in the points. So maybe this year we'll just tow around and go grudging. I don't know. You know, it depends on how everything goes. Right now we got a couple of guys in the shop that we got to put together to get out, so they can do their grudging. But like I said, I talked to Mr. Moran last weekend, and he said that we're looking really good. You know, the motor's coming around really good. So I got two major cars that I need to get out the shop now, and then we're gonna we're gonna put some focus towards the ugly and over and see what we can't get together for this year.
That's right. You got a Nova, so that'll be the battle of the Novas.
Yeah, but that'll be the battle of a steel Nova against a battle of a carbon fiber Nova. I don't know. That's crazy. Damn, I still got stock doors on that thing. Come on now. Little bitty tires. Doors
on. Hey, Bob, you got to get over here, Clark. The man talking about you, Clark.
Man, we ain't even got a hood scoop on the car.
Oh, my God.
I bet you got a whole bunch of
hey, Ben. Oh, hey, Ben, what's going on? Who is this, Ben?
Hey, Clark, he was talking about you, man. I'm trying to see where you're at.
Hey,
you
man. Hey, man, listen, man.
I wasn't talking about you.
Hey, man, listen, man. You know, any time a person know they gonna get their head cut off, man, they supposed to come up with some type of excuse, man. They supposed to.
Yeah, we always got a clown before you get your head cut off, right?
Okay. Well, listen, I'm coming up there.
I know you are. Are you guys gonna be ready? It looks like everything's
been
left.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no disrespect. I'm just clowning. You know that. I mean, that's just the way the thing goes.
Well, you know, hey, listen, the Mystic Nightmare will be here in Indiana this year.
All right. As long as we're together and tested, we'll be there. And you know what? I'm gonna pull up next to the lane with you. There's no
other way. Man, I am really, really, really looking forward to this race here.
Okay.
So am I.
Okay. Hey, what year is in Nova, Kevin?
74.
What year is in Nova, Clark?
70.
Okay, 70 versus 74. Okay.
We'll get back on again real soon. As soon as we're tested, you know.
Okay.
I'm a youngster, but I ain't no dummy. I ain't gonna go shoot my mouth off and locking up no races without testing any. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt. He ain't either.
Like I said, right? we gotta be careful, you know. You gotta be careful. Whether I got the power or not, it's not the question. It's whether we can get it down or not. So,
I mean,
I talked to Drag, I talked to a couple people, you know, and Mississippi Nightmare is pretty much in a different league than we are.
Here go those excuses again.
But that's okay. No, that's all right. I like being good.
Here go those excuses again. I mean, you know.
But that's all right. There's no, there ain't going to be no hard feelings if you win. Ain't, you know, it is what it is. But you can't blame a boy for trying. If that's the baddest car that's out there, well, hell, there ain't no sense in going after anybody else. I might as well try my hand with you, you know? I mean,
okay. You know,
that's just the way it's going to be. If we ain't ready when you come up here, we'll come down there. It's not a big deal.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, like I said, it's not a big deal. Like I said, it ain't no love-hate relationship, nothing like that. I don't even know you. You know?
Right.
I mean, this all started last year. When Tony Vines was driving, and he says there ain't nobody up here that's got anything for him, and I kind of took offense to that. Just as if I said there was nobody down there that got anything for us, I'm sure you take offense too. You know, I just wanted to let everybody know that we got some fast cars up in this area. You know, so that's pretty much what we gonna try to do.
That's why I say Wick ain't coming up here setting no damn track down. He ain't gonna do it. He might come up there, he might win a race or two, but damn it, he ain't going to shut us down. We ain't hollering that.
No.
All right. Lady A, we got anybody? We got any more mics open, Lady A?
Yes. I have caller 773-1142. Your mic is open. 773-1142. Your mic is open.
Hello,
3346150. Your mic is open.
Right, you gotta go by, Bob.
Okay.
Okay. Caller 708-4697. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, Miles? What's happening?
Not much. I just wanted to comment on that. The guy just said that he got his clock turned on. You know, I was wondering, you know, whenever there's a testing tune or grudge event, especially a testing tune, why even had a clock on at the track at all?
Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm on my mind now. We do show, they get disconnected during the meltdowns. So if it was during the meltdown.
Even a testing tune, why even have them on?
Because during the testing tunes, 90% of the guys come out there, want them on. It's just, you know what I mean?
Isn't it enough for them just to get a time ticket?
What's that?
Isn't it enough for them just to get a time ticket? Because really, the time clocks are really, to me,
Yeah, and that's true. But, you know, if they ask when they come to tech, they want the clocks on, I can't tell them no. I mean, they pay just like you do. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and that's why at meltdowns, the clocks are pulled out from the back. There's no one CNA clocks at the meltdown. I would guarantee that. Because we disconnect.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm just saying is just so there can't be any mistakes. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Well, it's going to happen everywhere. I mean, you know, I know NLR was brought up because most of us go there. But it's happened at the Grove. It's happened everywhere. You know, it's a mistake that happens. You know, and a lot of drivers should know. I mean, when they get in the beams, they can tell if that tree's on or they can tell if the lights are on or not. Or if the time's on. All they have to do is look at the scoreboards, and the scoreboards will tell you if it's on.
Would like a bubble be lit up or something, Terry?
I think when the clocks are on, it does zeros up there. I'll have to double check this weekend, but I know there's a way to tell. You can.
Well,
I forget, it's one or the other.
I've seen some people like time pop up, and there was never like. Let's say all zeros. They go through the quarter, and just for a fraction of a second, the timing mechanism would just blink the light.
I know that happened like 5 years ago with Vito at a something, but that was before the old timing, or that was before the new timing system.
Okay.
So with the new timing system, it won't happen. So. If the clocks are on for some reason, it'll show you on the board that it's on.
Well, Terry, you were right. It happened. I seen Hyder, they grudge raced at the Grove at Cots one time,
yep.
And I seen his 8 mile time pop up.
Yep.
You know, and I do have to say, if it ever happens. It does kill it kills a grudge racer.
Right.
I mean, it's an accident. Accidents do happen. It's human made, and so it's a human error. But you know, I just hope it never happens to me. But at the same time, at the same time, these guys are so damn good. You know, these guys like Mouse and Skin and the rest of them, they look at a damn contest how fast ago.
Right.
I mean, honestly. Donnie,
yep.
He only got a damn car tell how fast to go. He probably, if we run a 483, he probably don't say a 483. He might say, ah, man, that's like a
490.
Yeah.
Hey, we've been around this long enough. I mean, I've been racing for 25 years now. I can stand there and tell you close to what it runs. I mean, I'm sure most of everyone on this radio show, you know, within a tenth, I guarantee. I guarantee Dre is probably even closer than any of us. He's been around so long.
Hey, Biz, you know what some guys be doing? You know, they sitting the spotters out, right? You know what the spotters be doing, Biz?
What's that?
Sitting there with a stopwatch. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that's not accurate.
Yeah, that's not. Hey,
Hey, that's more. That's less accurate
that's
than me saying it's a 490 compared to a 480.
But you got.
It's
impossible.
It's not accurate.
But okay, if a guy sitting there with a stopwatch and he's timing you when you leave, he may be a few tenths off from you. But I mean, that still can kill you because just say like if you just say like a guy run 490s in the eighth, but his stopwatch may say 510 or something. That still can kill you. You know what I'm saying? If you see them guys with them stopwatches in the hand, that's what they're doing. And a lot of times,
you want to know what's worse than
a 510? A 510 to a 490, get a joker kill. That's you. A 490 car shouldn't be running a 510 car shouldn't be running a 490 car. That's three or four cars on them.
No, but what I'm saying though is there's a guy sitting there with the dog on stopwatch in his hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, he run like this. He may be quicker. He may be slower. But that'll kill some of the girls racing too because the guy sitting there with a stopwatch trying to, you know, he guesstimated on how fast it goes. You know what I'm saying? But he's not going to be accurate with it, but he's just guesstimating with it. I've seen people with stopwatches in their hand watching cars go down the track.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Hey, that's where 99% of the rumors come from too, is those clowns with those stupid-ass stopwatches.
Yep.
Thinking say that this car goes 5.0s or, you know, 5.50s, and it's only really a 6.0 car. You know what I mean?
It's not just the stopwatches. You see somebody with a video camera. All the video cameras have time.
That's
the worst thing right there.
You can break somebody down. You can break down the path on video.
I ain't gonna mention the name, but it was a guy that came on a show a couple weeks ago and said that. I said, man, you damn fool. How do you know when he crossed the finish line if you watch it on YouTube?
Yeah. Because, hey, you know what? Those lights don't come up when you cross that finish line.
No.
Yeah, but if you're at the finish line taping, if you see a video from the finish line, think about it.
That could.
Well, I got a couple of text messages I do want to let out. My man, Chuck, said clocks are off at 5-0 across the board. Clock is on with 1-0 on the board.
Yep,
so,
that's right.
Food for thought. Hey, if you got some background noise, please mute your mic. Please mute your mic if you got background noise. I got some breaking news out of Detroit. Avery from the Best Motorsports is seeking for action at Milan's No ET. The Milan No ET is next Saturday, April 20th. The Milan National Dragway. Breaking news, Avery over at Best Motorsports is seeking for action that day. I think D-Log will love to get in some action. Somebody got some background noise. We're just talking in the background. So, please, I don't want to mute your mic. I don't want to mute your mic. So, please, mute your own mic. All right. I appreciate it. All right, Lady A, what's going on? We got anybody else? Well,
yes, we do. We have... Oh, no, I'm sorry. We don't.
We don't? Oh, okay. All right. Well, fans, we still have the topic of 8 mile racing and quarter mile racing. Somebody got us on speakerphone.
King Biz, can I say something, King Biz?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the director of Girls Versus the Project. This is Mississippi Joe. Yes, sir, you can say something. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, man, how you doing, King? I didn't mean to be rude or disrupt anything. I got a couple phone calls today. I know this is premature, but I like to put it out there when I get it. And when I get it, I like to give it to everybody. You understand what I'm saying? Well, the woo-woo man called me. You know who the woo-woo man is, right, Biz?
No, I don't.
You know who makes all the non-alcoholic beverages?
Oh, woo-woo, 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 yeah.
Guess
want to come to July the 27th.
What?
Yes, I've been informed to give you his number. And the woo-woo man is talking about coming to Chicago, Indiana, Morocco, Indiana, at your race. Yes, he called his little old country boy, Mississippi Joe, today. And if you would like, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to text you and give you his number so you can get him live on your show before it go off. How does that sound to you, King Biz?
Hey, that sounds good, but I want you to text it to me, but send it to Lady A because she's the one got to make the phone call.
I will do that, and I just want to let you know that he's anticipating on coming to your show July 27th. So, Chicago, get ready. Tell him a little bit about the woo-woo, King B.
I'm about to tell him, and I'm going to tell him he cannot come up here with no less than 1,000 of those lemonades, and he can bring the other woo-woo, but I'm telling you, he's gonna sell out. He's gonna sell out. This man has a drink, non-alcoholic. He got alcoholic and non-alcoholic. So you know, I drink the non-alcoholic. I'm still behind the ears. He got this lemonade with fruit, with natural fruit in it, and I'm telling you, my goodness, it's excellent. And you know, and that's what we're about. And you know, while you guys, I do want to say this. We want people to I want y'all to look out for me, and I want to look out for you all. See you guys that does any type of cooking, that has that type of talent, man, get with me, and we can try to set you up as a vendor for that race on the 27th. I'll support me, and definitely if this is something that you do, I definitely want to support you guys. So if it's something that you want to bring to the table, let me know, and I will give you the numbers to the people that's in charge with that. So we got something on July 27th, that weekend, man. We got some stuff planned for you guys. It's going to be off the chain. I do not, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not going to let the cat out the bag because I don't want no one to duplicate it. So I want this to be annual thing. Denny stepped up and gave me the opportunity to bring the South to No Limit last year, and I believe it was a success by all the feedback that I received, even though Lady A didn't come, but that's okay. So we're trying to do it again, and I can't do it without you guys coming support, and I can't do it without Joe and Clark and DJ and Jay Barnes for coming, you know, having all the guys come up and we're gonna break bread and we're gonna have some fun, man. And I'm telling you, I know we had a moral victory last year when we beat the Gangsta Boot. That was our moral victory. But this year we're gonna get some tail. We're gonna get some tail. So hey. Hey, bro, I had to say that. Hey, that's the only thing we can hang our hat on. I gotta be honest, that's the only thing we can hang our hat on, man. But you know what, I'm gonna keep it 100. Let's fly static. I'm gonna keep it 100. Only reason we won is because y'all had a leak. That was the only reason we won. You should have beat that boy back.
It's funny because it just brings back memories because we had such a good time. Even though we got our tail whooped, we had such a good time. And one thing I could assure you, and I've been saying the Gangsta Boo coming.
Uh-huh.
But there's no doubt at all that we won't be in Chicago, Indiana, because we will be at Joe Show. Now, that's when we know we'll be there with it.
Yeah.
So they can get ready.
Yeah. And I want to give y'all a secret. If you ever want to silence Mississippi Joe, it's only one way to silence Mississippi Joe. Feed him. Stuff him. If you feed Mississippi Joe, Mississippi Joe gonna go in the corner, now, and he's gonna be a good old When we say that man just said, "Say it good," he was silent. He was silent. That's all you got to do is feed him. But I'm telling you, so quiet him up.
But Biz, if I may say this.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to seeing everybody May 18th, May 19th at the Grudge Inc. first year anniversary. Biz, you know I'm going to ask you to bring me some oatmeal cake. I'm going to be looking forward to seeing Larry, Leroy, Cadillac Joe, Drag, Three Love, everybody, Kid.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Everybody, man. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, what did you say? Hey, what did you say you want me to bring you?
If you don't mind, sir, please, pretty please, and I know I don't like saying that to no man, but I'm going to say that for some of that oatmeal cake, please.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. Mr. Donald Sims.
You know, do it every day.
Mr. Donald Sims. Your mic is
there. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, Mississippi Joe had a request.
I got him faded, man.
That's the chef right there, Joe.
Yeah, my man. Man, listen. He do his thing, man. I'm in good with him, so I don't think I'm going to have no problems. I think me and him is
A1. I'm going to take care of you in there in that Bills race.
Excuse me?
I'm going to take care of you then and that Bills race.
Okay, my man.
Hey, Joe, we just asked one question.
I appreciate the love and all the hospitality, and I'm letting y'all know it doesn't go unnoticed and it's never forgotten. Much love, Chicago.
Hey, Joe, we got one request. Don't bring that football player. Don't bring that football player, man.
You know what? I want to leave him too, man. Cause see, greedy people always watch what greedy people eat, and they always worry about one another, what they eat. So I don't really want to bring him neither, man.
Woo! That boy got a neck on him, man. That boy got a neck on him.
Yeah. Hey, I think he's gonna be getting ready for camp if he had to come. He would have to fly in, but he did talk about coming, Biz. And so, man, we just going to have to say stay tuned because he might come, Biz, because he want to come.
Hey, man, I hope he do come, man. I hope he do, man. Show some Chi-Town love, man. Show some Chi-Town love.
Okay, he's going to love it. Hey,
Joe, I got one of your buddies, but I'm opening his mic, lady. I'm not doing your job. I just see somebody that Joe probably want to talk to. 901 Bad Boy.
Oh, my God. Let me go on mute because I done put my foot in my mouth, man, about Mr. Witt, and he's...
No, 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 I got some other 901 Bad Boy. Hey, Mr. Mark.
Oh, that's Mark.
What's up? What's going on? What's up? Here I go.
Oh, okay. What's wrong? You had the phone on mute, Mark?
Yeah, I had the phone on mute.
Oh, what's
going on, Joe?
Oh, man, it's slow, but show, you know, it's like a tunnel sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep them going under.
I sure like to meet you up there at that race before we can get it on.
Mark, you don't want to see me, do you?
I've been telling you I want to see you.
Mark, I'm going to be honest, man. It's going to be probably about another month.
Well, I understand
like
that. It'll be by a month. It'll be by a month, probably.
Okay, but you will be in Indiana. You'll be at Biz race.
Yes, sir. I will be there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Till I don't come and get me.
Okay, boy. That's what I'm talking about. You'll be there, huh?
Yeah, I'll be there. No doubt.
Okay. Well, Mark, you better talk to Witt before you...
Talk to Witt. Hey, Joe. Witt got his mind, I got my mind. Witt, my buddy, I love him to death. Witt do, and Mark do.
Okay.
We have a team.
Okay, Mark, I'm gonna stand down on that. Okay, well, when I get ready, I'm gonna holler at you, all
right, Mark?
That's fine.
I got a week to go.
I don't want no
problems,
y'all bad boys, right now, man.
Y'all okay. Well, I
understand
that. I just
want
to let you know you're next in line.
God, no. Mark, you gonna come out like that?
You're next in line.
Mark, hold on now. You gonna be gone and just come out at the top dog.
No,
because you do know I am. Because you do know I am. I got to pat my own back for a minute, and then I'm gonna jump back down. But you know I am the goddamn Don Dollar, don't you?
Well, you know, a chief got to talk to a chief. Well, we don't need no any.
Yeah, ain't no secret on that, Mark. Ain't no secret on that.
You said you're the fastest in Mississippi, bitch. I said I'm the fastest in Tennessee, man. We know the fastest in Tennessee.
Well, you know what, Mark? I'm going to tell the truth, man. These shows are entertainment.
Yeah.
And a lot of time I get on my show and these shows, man, I'm really just entertaining. Because we're not fast, and we ain't going to be fast, and I just can't have y'all boys coming on and making me look bad. I'm just going to go and tell the truth in front of the whole world. Y'all come on and have me feeling so bad sometimes. Is that something, Mark? Do something? You know what I mean? Yeah, Mark, I ain't gonna lie, man. We got over 200 and some thousand listeners, Mark. And I don't want everybody to hear me backing down and saying I'm a green puff and I can't handle them 911 bad boys and all those other guys. So I just lie, Mark. I ain't gonna lie. When you hear me come on my show on Friday sometime, I say, man, sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. That's what I've been doing, Mark. Faking it till I make it.
Hey, Joe, you know I've been knowing you a long time now. You throw the towel in until you get right, but you don't put that rope around my neck. So you ain't tricking me, Joe. You ain't tricking me. You gonna ask Wick every time I talk to him, I say, what we gonna do about Joe? Hey, Joe's here already, no more thing. What we gonna do about Joe? Joe ain't gonna be playing. What we gonna do about Joe?
Well, we've been going at a long time, man. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good to have you back, man.
I can't wait. I can't wait, bro. I love these shows, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss your mouth, boy. You know we used to be all up in each other's face. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, man,
they didn't know. Y'all would think me and Mark finna throw dope. Mark like that, though. He intimidates you, brother. I'm letting y'all know. If you don't stand up to him, he's going to intimidate you.
Hey, Joe, how do we get through that? We'll meet up at 11 somewhere later on. How do we get through that? We'll meet up at 11 later on. Get something to eat and kick rock.
You ain't lying, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. But, Mark, I can't wait to see you, man, and it's going to be beautiful this year. The good Lord keep blessing, man.
Stay safe, bro. Hey, man, I'm kind of happy, man. This show, man, I got damn near my whole set on kill crew on the show. I got Smitty on the show. I got Danny on the show. I got Mouse on the show. I got freaking Ron, Lil Boosie on the show. Anybody say something slick right now, liable to get locked in right now. So you better hold your peace.
I called to lock you in, bitch.
Who was talking? Is you Joe?
Yeah, it's Mississippi Joe. Me and you.
You know what, Joe? You know what I do, Joe? That's what I do to you. I run the Gangsta Boo head up with Lil Junior if you drive it. And I drive Junior.
I'm going to give you a better race, bitch. King Biz.
You can't give me no better race than that.
I'm gonna run you on feet, man.
You're gonna run me on feet.
Yeah.
Man, I got 80-year-old knees, man. I'm 40 years old, got 80-year-old knees.
Man, I'm 290 and ain't ran in 15
Hey, Joe, I want you to get in the gangster booth.
I can't fit in it, man. I swear to you, man.
And you must leave on the trans break. You must leave on the trans break, and you got to spray out the hole. That's the only stipulation
I want.
Boy,
you might want to see my brother put that 45 in my head or something.
Oh,
what you
want to
see? You trying to get me killed, man.
Oh, I ain't trying
hey,
to do
man,
that,
that gangsta boo is like his kids, man. He ain't got no kids, so that gangsta boo is his child, man. I'm telling you.
Hey,
you
man.
Trying to get me killed, Biz. You don't want me
hey.
Around no more.
Hey, Joe, we treat these cars, some of us treat these cars just like we treat our kids, man.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, that gangsta boo is his child because he don't have no biological children at all. So,
you know
I'm not joking.
I know these cars are better than these wives because these cars don't talk back.
Oh, my man, you said a mouthful, Biz. You said a mouthful. Biz, I got one question for you because I know you got oil pressure and you're ready, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going into action and with race on the 14th? Because I want to see your car run.
We haven't tested yet, so that remains to be seen. But do you know that the number one stunner is locked in with the Predator, the 901
yeah,
Bad Boy pipe?
Yeah, Biz, I heard y'all locked that up. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm really looking forward to which race on the 14th, which is my birthday, y'all. Good Lord, let me live.
Oh,
I'll be 43 on
okay.
the 14th of April.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking forward to Whit Race, and I'm also looking forward to May 19th at Montgomery Motorsports Park because I know you should have a couple lock-ins by then, Biz, because
I'm tucking along
with them boys and all that, and then with some of them with 28 cars, I know you're going to tell him to get down eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... It should be a beautiful thing. What you think, bitch?
I know it's going to be a beautiful thing. And you know, Stunner said he ain't stopping at the Predator. Once he knocked the Predator off, he said he's going to go up the ladder.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. A lot of people don't know. Stunner's really, he getting things together, man. He getting prepared for the fight. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people think Stunner's faking. I'm just gonna be 100, man. A lot of people think the Stunner faking.
I done talked about that on my show. A lot of people think he'll play pretty, and a lot of people think, you know, he gets beside himself and he lets the emotions get in the way and he's not the real deal. But I got news for y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all gonna see the Stunner not playing.
Hey, Stunner, where you coming from?
I heard that some people saying that this race between Stunner and Whit is a ghost race. It's like a play race. There ain't really no real money locked in.
Man, well they must don't know 901 Bad Boy. They ought to know about this race that he ain't doing no bullshit like that. Now that's disrespect by saying that. By the way this man been putting on the whole year, they want to put something like that.
Whit, you still on the phone, Whit?
Come on,
yeah, you know, it's some text messages that came over my phone say that you and the DJ Stunner race is a play race. Y'all really ain't really locked in.
I ain't got to do my show up and see. I can't straighten up on the phone. I'm straightening up at the track.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty good, bitch. Joe, I'm doing real good. How you doing?
Man, I'm just trying to get these old lips up and these lips up and kiss a little ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know our new slogan, don't
you? What's that?
We got to be silent. Hold on. Everybody, mute your mic. Be quiet. 901 Bad Boys got a new slogan. I want y'all to hear it and hear it well.
Don't ask no questions because the answer is race.
Hey, I like that. I like that. I like that.
Lock that shit, motherfucker.
I heard 902 in the background. Ain't that him, Biz?
Hey, 902. Hey, 902, you going to have that bike there?
At what rate?
Sunday.
No, I had to do some mess to my train.
Okay.
I want to stop.
Okay. You going to bring it up in? I'm not really trying to promote the race right now in July, but you coming back up to Chicago?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best. I'm not a motorcycle guy, but I'm going to do my best to have you. Now, what you got, 1,000?
1,000. Two handcuffs. 6 inches. Ready to go there, motherfucker ass. All motor.
All motor. Okay. Okay, 1,000. What brand is it? Suzuki, Kawasaki, Honda?
Suzuki, man, that's all I ride. I've been not riding no cow.
Okay.
I got a little bit. I might get do something for old 902 in Montgomery on the 19th. You gonna have that hole ready on the 19th, 902? You do a lot of talk later. I'm gonna put your ass in some action. There we go.
We going over there. You goddamn right.
Yeah. Hey. You might know a dude. You might know the dude. They call him Tootie. You heard of him?
I don't give a damn. He need to hear about me. I don't give a damn about no
tootie
woody.
Okay. Just tell me how I need to see it. Now, this young man will be your huckleberry. I promise you that now.
Okay.
And he's from Alabama.
They said that race a play. That race a play race, huh? I ain't never locked in nobody playing.
Well, you know how people, you know how people get negative, man. But one thing about this show, man, we never had really the drama on this one. But that's why, you know, we're going to confront it. We're going to get it out there.
It's real. It's very simple, man. All I got to do is be there. All he got to do is be there. And we're going to race. Just like what he just said, Chubb and race or whatever that shit he just said.
Yeah.
We racing, man. Period.
I wish
Sunday was tomorrow.
We already came over there to fuck you once.
Yeah, I take all races serious. I don't take DJ Grant light.
We came to your house and fucked you up.
Yeah, I don't take nobody light, you know.
We came to the house and fucked you up. You ain't come outside.
Well, you gonna get a chance. You gonna get a chance for a rematch on the 19th too. 902, and I'm gonna ask about the most. I'm gonna blow your little asshole out too. 902.
Can we make it?
DJ, he said
he got a thousand. I know he got 1,000. I know
Suzuki.
Two of the guys.
On motor.
That's the only part I don't know. I just gotta check in and see. He probably wouldn't care. I don't know though.
Okay.
But I know he got silver bikes.
Okay.
I know he got 1,000. I know he got a booster, and you know he. They got any kind of bike you want. Anything.
Would you, 902, would you run a booster?
Yeah.
Now he wants to get two to them, and we can get together.
No, I mean whatever they want to. You know, I'm not gonna get into the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I ain't nobody man. But whatever they can, I can pretty much assure you, whatever Nardo want to do or whatever, he'll probably accommodate it.
Right.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, ain't nobody trying to outclass you or nothing like that. Yeah, y'all can talk about it, but I know this dude a race, man. I know he will. He loves the race.
All right, well, sure, we're going to get that on.
Yeah, that'll get on. That's no, I know they're going to be there already. But shoot, he loves some action now.
Now, y'all run your bikes in 8th mile, too, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I want to let you guys know May 18th and May 19th, but particularly May 19th, man, we're going to be down in Alabama, Grunge Inc. anniversary race. Man, we're going to be at Montgomery Motorsports Park. My goodness, man, it's a nice, nice facility, man. Y'all come on out. Y'all make your plans now, man. Make your plans now. It's the week before the holiday, so come on out. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna do some grudging and more details to follow. And I would be remiss to let you guys know May 4th, Grudge Inc. will be invading Milan, Michigan. Again,
Milan, Michigan.
They say it couldn't been done, but Grudge Inc. has made his way to Milan, Michigan. More details to follow. And we're going to let you know it's going to be a shootout up there for all you guys that want to get in a shootout. So if you guys like Grudge Inc.
I'm trying to make preparations to be there.
I know that's right, DJ. That shootout will be right up your alley. You guys know that's what Grudge Inc. Could be on May 4th in Milan, Michigan, and May 19th down in Macon and Montgomery, Alabama, and let's not forget May 26th and 27th in Albany, Georgia, with Bobby Wildchild.
Yes,
so Grudge Inc. Making his way around, man. So you got it.
April,
yes,
King Biz, that's not me. That's April the 26th, 27th.
Oh, I said May, I'm sorry. April the 26th, 27th, down in Albany, Georgia. And don't forget about this weekend, man. Grudge Inc. is going to help out NGRA over at Orangeburg, South Carolina. And Grudge Inc. is supporting WIT over at Holly Springs, Mississippi. So, man, the season is upon us, man. The season is upon us, man. So
ain't no more in the bushes. It's time to come out and play. It's time to play, man. It's time to play. I know. It's funny you were saying. You know, I am like beyond cool with people saying I ain't gonna do nothing. I don't have no problem earning my stripes at all.
Go ahead, DJ. I'm trying to open some mics and close some mics because I hear some background noise.
I hope it ain't me, but I'm in the car there.
Hey, I got a Michigan caller. Hold on 1 second. 734-0154.
What's going on, King of Chicago Bears?
You said the King of Chicago.
What's going on, King of Chicago Bears?
Hey, man, call me Bears, call me Marcus. You don't have to call me no King. I ain't tripping on no titles, you know.
Well, what's going on, man? This is Bub, man.
Yeah, all right. Nothing. I'm fine, Bub. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right, man. Up there getting rained on up here in Detroit, man.
Okay.
Up there getting rained on. I just wanted to call and thank you ahead of time for your generous donation when we whooped your boy this weekend.
Hey, Bub.
Yeah.
I want my money in $5 bills.
Yeah. Put the mic away.
Oh, he's talking about me.
Yeah, he's talking about you. I want my money in $5 bills.
All five.
One man in all five.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right.
If you win, I'm gonna make. That's a bet. That's a bet.
Go to the. I want crispy $5 bills. go to the bank. Go to the bank. Tell them you want $200 and $5 bills.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Other than that,
are you gonna do any grudge racing, Bub, this year, man?
Hey, we are ready. You know, real soon. We working on it, and we'll be out, man. Grudge racing, having some fun.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Who's on your hit list?
A couple cars up here, Dirty Junior, NOS Big Shot, Three Lug, you know, just a couple of, you know. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's 0-3.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't have a long hit list. All my races that I got under my belt just happened from going to the track and people drawing me.
You don't understand what I'm saying. Those three races, those three guys you just picked, you're going to go 0-3.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying. Okay, I got you. I doubt it, man. We should be okay.
Okay.
We should be okay.
Think so?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a call out? Is it do a race any G body with a 29 with a small block?
No, I ain't gonna make no statement like that. Nah.
Okay, what statement would you make?
I ain't making no statement. I'm just gonna lay back and pick who I pick.
Okay, would you race Duncan and Law on Malibu? Did I race my Malibu last year?
Oh, that green one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll run him?
Yeah, of course. I tried to run your Malibu, man, but I couldn't get
I'm
no
sure
action.
You did. I went in your class, though.
Hey, but this ain't about that, bitch. I just wanted to call and thank you in advance, man, for what you did, what you going to do for me, you know. That's all I wanted to do was thank you, man.
Hey, Bub, do you know how to play Big Whistle or Spades?
No.
You don't know how to play Spades?
Yeah, I'm not playing spades. I don't know that.
Okay, you know when your partner asks you what you got and you don't make what you got, you know
right.
What you did? You told a lie. And what you saying now, if you think you're going to collect on that race, you're telling a lie. You're telling a fib.
Okay.
No truth to it. And the truth ain't in you.
We going to see.
Yeah, hey, we are.
That we will. That one thing is for sure. We will see. That's one thing we will. That is for sure. We will see.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but that's all I want to be is, man. You can put me back on mute. I was just calling to thank you for this.
All right.
All right,
guys. I'm coming up the line. I'm opening up mics. So just bear with me. We had to close a lot of mics because of the noise in the background. Okay. I got 773-3625. Your mic is open.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
This baby boy, man, I was trying to holler at Mississippi Joe, man. Tell him if he want to lock in on feet at your race, man. I'm blow his ass out, man, on my feet, man.
Hey, Joe, you still on the line, Joe?
Man, on the real, man, I got like to tell him lock in 100 or better on the feet.
All right, I'm going to leave your mic open, baby boy. If he get back in, I'm going to let him talk.
All right.
I'm trying to open your mic, Jeff. Your mic is open, Jeff.
Hey, I'm just listening, Biz, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, babe.
Hey, let me ask you this here. Did you that gas do you justice?
Kind of smoking a little bit. So I'm going to change the plugs, and I'm going to look and see if I see any leaks, and I'm going to make a shakedown at Wick Race. If it's smoking again, I'm just going to take the motor out and go through it.
Okay, I understand. I'm waiting on the dry shop to come back, man. If I get it back tomorrow, get everything good, I'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Hey, Miles, I'm opening your mic again, Miles. Hold on. Your mic is open, Miles.
Hey, is Mark still on?
Mark? Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, he is. Let me open Mark's mic.
Yo.
Yeah, Mark, Mighty Mouse wanted to holler at you.
Hey, what's up, Mark? I just wanted to tell you to send a shout out for me to Bobby. Tell him I said what's up.
Yeah, hey, I will, bro.
All right.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to close your mic because you got some background noise. Smitty, your mic is open. Danny, your mic is open. Mr. Sims, your mic is open. Okay, I'm going to close your mic back, BS. 773
773-3490. Your mic is open. 773-3490. Your mic is open. Okay, Big Danny, your mic is back open.
And now I went on mute, Biz. That's why you didn't hear me.
Okay, okay. Okay. All right, man. The time is coming coming near. My man Big Clive show is in like 4 minutes. If y'all want to get on Big Clive show, you better call now. Hold on. I got a Detroit number just popped up.
Hold on. Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't have a show schedule right now. For some reason, they didn't schedule my show. So that actually helps me out a little bit. I'll just resume next Thursday, everybody. So I just won't have one tonight. I resume next Thursday, everybody.
Oh, so you hear it here first, baby. So next Thursday, we'll be back on a Big Clock show. All right, 313-6638. Your mic is open.
That's what I wanted to know, Biz. He answered it for me. That's what I clicked in for because I tried to get on his show, and they said it was no show for the next 24 hours. So that's what I wanted to know. He answered it for me. Thank you, sir.
All right, Mr. Mailman. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm hunkadory, partner.
You know Bob just called in.
No, I don't know. I'm at home.
Okay, yeah, he just called in. Me and him got a little light little bet with DJ Grant and Whit. This Saturday.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I wished I had some money, but I'm putting it all in my car trying to get it right. I bet you too that them 901 boys knock his head off.
I'm glad you ain't got no money.
All right.
Glad you're putting it all in your car.
Yeah, but I bet you a week could take the bet on much as you want to bet.
Oh, we'll be there. We'll be there.
No, I mean, you could have did that on the air, much as you want to bet.
With
Yeah, Whit would have took a bet, a side
I
bet.
Don't, you know what? I think Whit don't want to place a bet over the air with me. Oh, I'll do that. That'll place it over the air. I'm going to do that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm going to be there to watch this. Hey, man, I'm going to be there to watch this with him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's one thing about it. I know you said last week or week before you can leave Junior at home because you made enough off them boys down there and you wasn't even there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, then. That's all I wanted. I'm finna get in a poker tournament right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, take care of your business, and we'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Let me open my main man Larry Mike back up.
Hey, Biz, that's why he ain't have no money to bet because he in the poker tournament.
Yeah, he's trying to go ahead and bet, Biz, what did he want to bet? What did he want to bet? What who won the bet? What did he want to bet on? What did he want? How much did he want to bet on that race? He said.
Bellman?
No, he was saying something about. DJ Grannon and Wooston race. I thought he said that he had wanted to bet. That's what I thought.
No. Mailman didn't want to bet.
That was Mailman, right?
Yeah, that was Mailman.
Oh, okay.
Nah, he didn't want to bet nothing. He just talking.
Oh, okay.
He just talking. He talking like his grandson. Just talking. Just talking. They're some cool guys, though, man. They're some cool guys. They actually keep it racing, man. You never hear that personal come from them guys, man.
Never
hear that personal. They slow as hell, but they I gotta get them two wonderful class acts right there.
Am I still on Biz?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I wasn't that goddamn slow. You sold your goddamn Malibu, I bet you that. I bet you he's gonna run up.
I thought he got on the phone, man.
Yeah. Hey, Biz, and that little goddamn blue pill, we was gonna fuck you up.
No, you wasn't.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't.
I bet
no,
you won't
wasn't.
Go back and buy it.
I got an opportunity, too.
I guess so. Once they figured out how slow it was, I guess so.
Hey,
Hey, man, I got another Mustang that got some nitrous on it, man, and I'll go to your tail.
Wait a minute. Now, we done had this conversation already. I told you I pass. I told you I ain't got no problem with it as long as it's nitrous. As long as it's one power additive, I don't have no problem.
I'm not asking you what's on your car. I'm not telling you what. I'm not telling you to take no Willy bars off your car. I got a true 28. I ain't telling you to take no 29s off your car. I'm not telling you. I don't care. This is gorging.
I don't have no 29 on my car no more.
What you got on there now?
1432. You know I got a double frame rail car now, man. What's wrong with you?
I don't. You can have as long as it's that real Malibu. You got
it's red. It's red.
Is it a Malibu? Is it a G body?
It's some kind of number. A letter? Right. Some kind of letter?
Okay, I don't want no trouble.
All right.
I don't want no trouble.
Me neither. So that makes us even.
I know you're bluffing.
Yes, sir. I got a Malibu, a small block, and I ain't going to change. That car, I'm going to retire. I'm already retired, and I'm going to retire it, and then I'm going to quit.
You sure? As far as it is. It's as far as you body have it now.
I understand.
With Willy bars? Why do you got Willy bars on the car?
Hold on. What is this word, this Willy bar shit, man? I bought the car with Willy bars on it, so what's the problem?
Well, since you bought the car, have you been to the chassis shop, Mr. Mailman?
You want me to do? Maybe I should have left them with him, and maybe he'd have took a couple $100 off the price then, maybe, huh?
No. Have you been to the chassis shop? You know what? I don't want to be ganging up on you while your nephew. Let me open your nephew, Mike, because he might. You know, I like tag teams. Hold on.
What nephew? Who are you talking about?
I mean your grandson.
Oh. He listening?
I just opened his mic, you know. I just opened his mic. So I don't want to feel like I'm dead. Yes.
I told you last year, any small block nitrous car you come out with, we cracking your head and you sold the car. I told you that.
What car did I sell?
The blue pill.
Man, I didn't sell it. I traded it.
And that Malibu. Oh. You had a big block Malibu with nitrous.
No, that big block was a steel-headed big block, man.
Boy, you bought it. You keep on the you're not facing the issue. You bought it. I bought a car. I got Willy bars on it, 29s, because you want 28s. They say 28s and no Willy bars go fast anyway. So you should want to give me something.
I got a little junior with a pro charger. It has no Willy bars in the 28.
I don't like Mustangs from the get-go. I don't want that. Get you another G-body with a small block in it and come holler at me.
Well, I get a G-body, but it won't have a small block in it.
Yeah, well, don't do me no favors then.
You got the I get a G-body with a big block. I get a back tire.
I pass.
I don't want it. I don't want the brake. I don't want the brake. I don't want the clear. I don't want all in drag racing. The one in one. I don't want none of it. Put you a small block in a damn G body and come holler at me.
I think I know somebody got one.
I say what?
I think I may have know somebody that got a G body with a small block in it. I got to call see if they get it together yet.
All right. Well, do that. Do that.
Now, tell me how I got to sit now, because I don't want to waste our time now. Small block, nitrous, G-body, 29 and smaller. Okay, G-body, small block, nitrous. Nitrous or all motor, either one, right?
Yeah, nitrous, no turbo. So just small block, man. It could be small block or motor.
Okay, so small block or horsepower or nitrous, 29 or 28, bars or no bars, G body.
Yes, sir.
That's your only step.
Yes.
And you will run it in the eighth.
So it depends on what track we're gonna be at.
Smart man.
What track you want to run at? Today,
I mean, you know, you talking about
coming to 41. I never been down that track, but I'll go either one at Mile and a Mile.
Okay. All right. We'll get that together. We may run you on the 15th.
Okay, Nick. I will be there.
Okay. All right. Now you don't want none of little junior.
No, not unless you drive. And you gonna let me
drive. Okay. Say I do drive.
Let me lead today.
Wow.
You just said I'm slow and all this and that. Come on.
Wow. You got it. I'm gonna put Lil Ron in there.
No, that's your regular driver. Oh, no.
Okay, so you want me to put a person that don't drive, never drove a car, to get in there and give you the break?
Because I believe that, really, I ain't got no business messing with you. I can't mess with you unless you drive.
Wow, you want me to give you the break and you want me to drive it?
I
thought you was better than that, bub. I thought you was better than that.
No, I ain't better than that. We just don't want no trouble with that one.
I thought you was gonna step up.
I don't want no trouble with Lil Junior, man.
Hey Biz.
Yes.
Man, you know, if I was you, I see you try to campaign this car. You just like me. You picking and choosing. Ain't nowhere in the hell. If I'd have left 2,700 or 3,000 at my home track and won't be trying to get it back since you got nitrous and a goddamn pro charge on it or whatever that is, I'd be trying to get my money back where I lost it at. I declare I would.
What you talking about? I'm not following you.
I know you don't. Anytime I speak on this, you don't understand. You left all that money with 901 them at your home track. And now you think you got your car ready. You ain't even trying to call that man out. You ain't even threatening him. You ain't shook your finger. You finna go to his track. You ain't fooling with that man. Y'all trying to be buddies with that man. I'd be all in that man's ass if I felt like I had a chance to get my money back.
Who you think I'm riding with DJ Runner?
Man, that ain't nothing. I'm like your car, man. This one where it's supposed to be this experimental thing. This thing's supposed to be top of the line.
Hold on. First of all, man, the King Cole car is broke. It ain't gonna even be there.
He said he might. You remember he said last night he might, Cordone, if he get it back in his hands in time enough.
We Thursday, and the man ain't trying to lock nobody in, ain't saying nothing about King Kong. So I can read between the lines.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'll be doing about you saving my money and stacking it up tight and try to get my money back instead of out here trying to pick on the weak. You ain't going to get nobody on
you weak? You weak?
Yeah, I'm weak. Compared to one of them, yeah. I told you what I do. You get you a G-body with a small block on it, nitrous, 29s or littler, and let's do something. Don't worry about my wheelie bars. Don't worry about nothing. Just get in the next lane. Buy you one like that. That's all I can tell you.
They too slow.
That's how I'm going to fuck you up slow then. Now,
I
don't really talk like this, but I'm going to fuck you up.
If I have someone with 29s and wheelie bars, if I had sold 29s of Willie bars, I got to be flying.
Yeah, well, if you buy one, you can fly. You think you're flying? It seem good to you.
I might get a little something.
Yeah, that's what you said. Maybe by the 15th. Maybe you'll have a little something come June 15th. We'll see. If you got a G body, Monte Carlo, Malibu, whatever, as long as it's a G body. On 29s, you know, come on. Let's do a little something.
What if I got a Mustang small block?
No. Run NOS. Run that Big Shot. Run Big Shot. One of them boys. Run one of them boys. You know, run one of them Mustangs. I said,
hey,
G-body.
Boy said he'll run Big Shot. He said he'll run three lugs. He said he'll run
Matt Paul. One of them G bodies.
Oh, yeah.
That's different though. We know them. We you know.
That's right. That's right.
What I'm saying is, if I come to Martin and I have a small block Mustang with a 28 with no wheelie bars, you wouldn't run me.
It depends because I tried to run the Ryan Apple. You wouldn't run with that, man. You had a lot of cars out and tried to run, but you tried to make it seem like
you ever at the track with me having a Ryan Apple. Were you ever at the track? Were you ever at the
track?
No,
I called your phone. I called your phone personally and asked you, did you want to run? And you said no.
Well, why don't you run me with Lil Junior and let me drive?
No, not head up.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah, but I'm done talking, Biz. I ain't going to talk no more until this car come out and you know, and it's ready to go.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Hey, Biz, you on vacation?
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Okay, because I'm looking at the time, and I say, generally, he be talking to us in the car, finna go punch that clock.
Hey, you gonna run white trash, mailman?
Hell no, you crazy? You probably ain't gonna run him.
You want the best on my mailman?
No, I don't want best shit. I said, you probably, it's my opinion, I'm voicing one. You probably ain't gonna wanna run it. He just ain't had. See, the track ain't been. He ain't had no seat time yet. They ain't been to the track where it's just all about dialing that car in. Once that car gets dialed in, it's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be very. It's gonna be like all the rest of his cars, exciting. He ain't never had a dud car. It's always been exciting. He just ain't had no ground time yet. He left the shop
going
to a race. That ain't good.
I agree. 100% agree.
Yeah.
He didn't have no test time in that car. But
I just got a text.
You got a lot of homeboys texting me from the 313. They said that they're going to get you to run me head up if I drive Lil Junior. Now, I guess they're going to financially back you.
Oh, well, I don't have nothing to do with that. If they really feel that way and Bull feel that way, you know, with you driving it, I guess it'll be on and popping. I won't tell him no. I don't have to bet. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to fool with you. Now, if Bub want to do it and want to put his money up and they want to help out, I ain't got no problem. If they feel as though they can do it, no problem. I'm going to give him the best tune-up that I can give him. I'm going to give him the best one that I can give him to win with. I'm going to have my own tune-up man there. So when he get in and put the laptop together like you get yours together, it's going to be on and popping. So if they feel as though that they really want to do this here, I'm going to give them the best I got.
Well, they said, down on me, y'all going.
Well, ain't no problem. If that's what, if somebody from the 313 text you that, I'm turning it over to them. They can do it. They can do it. Simple as that.
They like the guy that's catching me. He said he liked the Bumblebee over Lil Junior. He also said he liked.
Whoa, what?
He said he liked the Bumblebee. I know he doesn't crack his head, so you might want to go see about him being a doctor. I'm just going over some of the texts this gentleman sent me. He said he takes the Bumblebee over Lil Junior.
Uh-huh.
He said he takes the Stunner over the Predator. He said he going with the mailman if I drive. He said I'll talk to the mailman if you drive, he'll run your head up. And then he said, down on you, I will go. So y'all got some fans up there in Detroit. You know?
I bet I know who that is, boy.
Oh. So
I know
Bub, I'm gonna gap you. And I can't even drive.
Man, I know you can't drive. I seen you flip a car, do a 360 doing the burnout.
Exactly. And you want me to give you the break. You got to be out your mind. Now, that, now, see, that's what you call safe, man. That's, I should get BET on the phone for you with that one.
Mm, that's right. Biz, I agree 100%. That's right.
Yeah,
but he do need something. I don't give a damn who drive, but if he feels as though he got, he can outdrive you through the eighth, it's on and popping. That's all I can say. More power to him. I wish him well.
Yeah, we go. That'll be a sought out race, man. Because it'll be a lot of people. I'm not saying it right. It'll be a lot of people on the line looking at that race, man.
No doubt about it. You, because they know your car fast, but with you driving, and they know I got a slow one, but they know my grandson can drive a little bit. So it'll be interesting, but not interesting to me to put my money up. Mm-mm, hell no. Give me a G-body with a small block and fuck them. I didn't mean to say that. I hope you cheering and ain't listening at me. Forget them.
Yep, I got somebody from Detroit coming in. 313-7935.
What's up, big boy?
What up?
This is Tim out of Detroit. What's up, Mel, man? See you.
Everything's all right. Tim, how you doing?
Man, just kicking back, relaxing, man. Good show y'all got running, man. Good show y'all got going tonight.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Out of all the negativity we've been going through for the last couple of weeks, man, it's good to just have a grass talk show, man.
Well, you had two now, Biz. Whatchamacallit didn't have no trouble on his either. DJ Grant, Tuesday was a beautiful show. His show was good. Not one time did they get any negativity on. I love that.
I got another Detroit. But I want to take the time out and say, man, I appreciate you guys from Detroit calling in, man. You know, y'all really support a brother, man, and, man, I really thank y'all. So this one is 313-8601.
I know who number that is. Uh-oh, it's trouble.
That's my dog.
What's up, Mr. Mailman?
Everything's all right there. Steve, what's going on?
This is Mr. UPS and Federal Express.
Yes,
Mr. Mailman.
Right.
Mr. Mailman, I heard you made a statement. Fuck any small block. Guess what? I'm with you. I'm going to say the same thing. Fuck any small block.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can lock in somewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's a stipulation behind mine, you know. Other than that, it ain't no stipulation. It's a stipulation behind mine.
Can you tell me the stipulation, sir?
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure you heard it. The same thing I told Biz. What you got? What I ain't no fool with?
I ain't no fool, no money. He want a G-body. You got a G-body?
Give me your stipulation, mailman.
I'm trying to tell the host to give it to you. What if they got nitrous, is it all right, Biz?
Yeah, got to have only nitrous, it's got to be a G-body.
That's right. No pro charges and no turbo.
On the 29 or smaller.
A 29 or smaller. That's right.
Well, can we do something if it's not a turbo and not a pro charger and not a supercharger and not a blower?
Maybe. Now you think I'm gonna let you?
Hey, but I'm just kicking with y'all. It's all right. You
know
that. I'm just having a little fun.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with a little fun. But it's just a stipulation. I heard what you said Sunday before last about you finna stop all this. Oh, you got to have this and you got to have that. But see, I'm old school and I'm stuck. I'm stuck on stupid. And I believe in what I believe in. If you want to run mean, just have a small block, nitrous or naturally aspirated, G-body, 29 or smaller, and forget them. Get in the next lane.
Okay, well, I ain't going to have none of that. I'm going to have a G-body and a motor. That's it.
Yeah, I understand.
I ain't have a nitrous. That's it. I ain't have no blow charge, no supercharge, none of that.
Hey, Biz might want to do something with that, maybe.
Biz will do something with you.
Well, see, I don't mind running Biz, but the first thing I like to do, I want to clean up the trash in my own backyard here in Michigan first.
All you got to do is...
Hey, the landfill in Michigan is contaminated.
All you got to do is bring it to the NOET, and they going to fulfill your dreams.
Now, I'm trying to have it ready, and I just want you to fulfill my dreams.
Oh, well, I'll be out June the 15th. That'll be my first debut, June the 15th at 1:31.
Mr. Mailman, I'm trying to be ready for June 15th, and if I ain't, I'll just be there pulling for you.
Hey, look here, Biz. I didn't mean to take up so much time.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. No, man, this is some good stuff, man. I appreciate it.
See, I catch hell at home, too.
Hey, Mr. Mailman, everything going to be all right. You know I'm just picking with you.
I know it, Steve. I know it. It's all good. Yes, sir, buddy. I'm glad to see you come out with it, though.
I guarantee you one thing. If I miss the one on the 15th, I know I'm going to be ready for the next one.
All right. Well, if you be ready for the next one, that'll be July the 20th. So, you know, just do as you do.
Well, it ain't gonna be good. I really ain't got to wait till the next one. I mean, the track's open every weekend. I just want to work my way up. All of you guys got their race cars. Here in Michigan, all of you guys is champions to me because y'all faster than me. I ain't been out in a long time, so I cannot come out and run at the top. I got to work my way up.
That's a smart racer.
And then if the guys here in Michigan can't accommodate me, I guess I have to go to the next state, which would be Chicago. But I like to run some of these guys like the White Trash, Bumblebee. Work my way up to them.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't have anything against them, but it goes back to what I say. We should all be friends, but my car don't know nobody else's car. I don't have a friendly car. I'm friendly.
All right. You hear that, don't you, Biz? That don't alleviate your ass. You go too.
I can't wait.
and this guy named Biz, what kind of car he got?
A Mustang.
Mayberry, that's the car. You know the car, Mayberry. That's the one little Tony went and ran last year, 41, when he crashed chemo car.
Okay, well I'm gonna do. Hey, Mr. Biz.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not going to be like the guys who you talk to here in Detroit. I'm going to give you the option. I want you to have your turbo or your pro charger, whatever you choose to have, because that's your car, not mine. But I will not have no pro charger or no turbo or no supercharger. And when I go to Chicago, I'm going to work my way up to you. And if the guys in Chicago don't want to race, I guess it'll be me and you, win or lose.
What kind of car you got?
Well, 1633 or a 10.5W31. It's going to be one of those tires.
And you on the motor?
If I take the nitrous off, I'll be on it. I might take the nitrous off.
No, I got a car for you. Put your biggest tire on. Put your biggest tire on and spray as much as you can. I got a car that I'm going to work on the motor.
Hey, now, Biz, go get that car. Tell him lock in, and he got the back tire.
Hold on. I'm not giving nobody no back tire. I ain't seen a car.
I ain't talking about you, man.
Oh, okay.
Too early.
Go ahead.
Bub, too early. Too early. Remember, too early.
Hey, Biz.
He's a young whippersnapper, man. You can't calm him down. So I'm gonna play him like he need to be played. I don't want the back side. Give me the book.
I'm not gonna give you the back side. I thought he was talking about me. But I set beside that Pro Charger Turbo, whatever you got.
No, he's talking about Big Drag. He talking about Big Drag car, maybe.
What kind of car Big Drag got? A chassis car?
Yeah, Camaro.
I mean, I don't have no chassis car. But I sit behind any of them cars, and I don't need to beg for nothing. And I got a G-body. Bad.
Are you at a back-half car?
Yeah, and I'm not scared of a back-half turbo, Pro Charger, nitrous. I don't want them to give me nothing. Just show up.
You know what? I think we got a back half car for you.
Thank you, sir. I like that. I just want to have some fun at the track.
Hey Biz. Hey, look here. I'm gonna say good evening to you, man. I got to get off here. It's time for me to. I got 3 more minutes to key in on this here tournament, man.
Yeah, you be good, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. I'll probably holler at you on Mississippi Joe's show tomorrow. All right.
Okay. All right. All right.
Well, I'm finna get out of here too. Y'all take it easy.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Man, it's a lot of guys coming out the woodwork with these race cars now, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Well, the only reason why I'm coming out, I want to represent Detroit the right way. I'm not begging. I'm not complaining. What you got? These guys want to tell you what you can do to your car, what you can and can't have, but you can't tell them what they can and can't have. So I want these guys to put what on their car they choose to have, and I don't care. They cry and complain about me doing the Pro Charger. I'm not having the Pro Charger. What they gonna complain about next? Take your wheels off the front?
Well, first of all, you crazy for listening to them people. If you want to build your own Pro Charger car, build your own Pro Charger car. Don't listen to what nobody else telling you to do. You trying to build
right.
A win, not trying to build it for somebody else to lose. Oh, no.
You're right. I'm not listening to them, but I just want a better route. That's all that is. That's why I told you what size tires I have. I got 2 sets. Them only 2 I got. And we, you know, with those guys, I really don't have to race them if they're going to cry about the size of the tire you got. Because the size of the tire is supposed to work for you, not for them. They tire you're working for them. These guys got these 28s and they want to cry about a big tire, but they're not complaining about the size of their motors. I run a 28 on the back of mine when the top fuelers run 28s. And until the top fuelers and funny cars go to 28, I never have them. As long as Mickey Thompson come out with a 15-inch tire, and they'll run that.
You chose to build your car the way you want to win, not nobody else's.
And that's what I'm doing now. You're right, and that's what I'm doing now.
Either they're going to run you the way you sit, or they ain't going to run you at all.
That's right, yep. And if they don't, somebody somewhere will.
You got that right. It's too many race cars in the world for all that.
Yep. You're right. Yep. And I got to get out of here, too. I got to get back to work on my car. I'm trying to get it ready. Yeah.
Hey, who are the premier people, or who are you especially looking for out of the Detroit area?
Well, I mean, I just want to run something. I don't want to race guys, and they, you know, they mad because you say you want to race them. I just want to race and have some fun. Whoever I decide to call out, don't take it hard. Just say, let's do it. And like I said, I'm going to work my way up. I'm gonna have certain people. They say no. I'm gonna go to the next faster guy. He said no. I'm gonna keep asking, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna wind up in Chicago before I run anybody in Detroit.
You could have run me on the car.
Yeah, when you come to Chicago with them big shoes on, there's a lot of cars in Chicago got big shoes on. You gonna find what you're looking for.
Oh, I know. I'm not new hearing about Chicago. I remember Chicago back in the 80s. I remember 68, 69 Chevelle Big Drag Head. I remember Joe Penny's Thunderbird.
Oh, yeah, you old school for real.
See, Michael Jordan came back out of retirement, so can I. I just want to clean up a little bit this mess in the backyard over here in Michigan. Like I said, the backyard is real nasty. Trash blowing everywhere. And what I went and bought a John Deere blower. And I'm going to blow the trash out the yard. So what that means, they know who I'm talking about. They got a time right now to get them back half car and get those cars working. All that don't know how to drive, learn how to drive. You've been running off at the mouth too long.
Oh, so you going out to the back half cars then, huh?
I will run some chassis cars if I feel like I can whoop them, and I'm not going to ask them to take off nothing. But if I feel like I can't whoop them, I'm not going to beg, I'm going to leave them alone. To me, drag racing is about you do what you can do to whoop the next man.
Oh, I got to see you at the track.
Well, like I said, if I miss the first one, I guarantee to be at the second one. And then again, I'd probably be in Chicago before the second one anyway, because that's where I might choose to race at. Chicago and 131.
Blowing out the trash in Detroit. I got to come to the track to see you blow the trash out the track. Hey, Ben, I'm going to have to make me a special trip up there to see him blow the trash out the track.
Well, you know, John Deere ain't never made no garbage.
Is that Gozillionaire?
Yeah, sure the hell is.
Gozillionaire.
I just got a large bridge card, that's all.
I'm going to get on the highway to see all the trash get blown out of Detroit. I got to see this one.
Damn, so a lot. Detroit got so
hey,
much
Gozillionaire, who you going with? 901 Bad Boy or DJ Grant?
I got to see my shakedowns when I get down there. What you trying to bet, Bug?
I bet it with the 901 Bad Boy.
I know they talk.
Yeah, but, you know, the stunner looked pretty good to me.
But, boy, they say consistency wins races, boy.
Yeah, you can't take nothing away from the 901 Bad Boys, man. They've been on them, you know. You can't take nothing away from that. It's drag racing, man. I look at it like this here. Both them cars is paired up equally. That's how I look at it. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion, my only, nobody else's.
Right.
You owe me my pick.
Well,
they
show
up, they up pretty equal.
Well, I'm about to get off here, y'all. I was just calling in and, you know, say something to Deacon, man. Nice show. I'll holler at y'all later.
And, Bub, you have a good night.
All right.
Where the hoes go? Where beers go to? Big Clogger came on and just went on ahead and ran the show on out.
I'm right here, Daddy. I ain't went nowhere.
Oh, okay. You might well tell your listeners to call on in, man. You might well come on, ride it on out, man.
I won't let Eddie go ahead and end the show. And I'm going to go ahead and get off because I got my kids, man. I've been
for the show for 2.5 hours. I got to pay my kids some attention, man. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Who runs this show?
Hello?